The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Heartcraft is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina, Commonwealth Bank, Collect, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Bless the Bahamas, beautiful Bahamas. United we stand, divided we fall. All for one and one for all. Many islands, one nation. Another milestone celebration. Aquamarine, black and gold. Heaven blessed, sevenfold. Wave your flag. Enjoy yourself.
Celebrate.
Wave your flag.
Celebrate.
Beautiful Bahamas. 700 islands. My archipelago. Bahama Islands, they are jewels. Beaches, ocean, coral reefs, where fishes swim in schools. Sunshiny weather. Oh, yes, it's better. Turquoise walls, blue skies, this is paradise. Lincoln's Bay, Gombe and Junkanoo. Bohemian music, straight out of 242. Bohemian culture, we bring it into you. Beautiful Bahamas, God bless the Bahamas. Beautiful Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025 out there, creeping towards Independence Day, creeping them Independence Day, being able to celebrate those things. So we are here jamming with you, grateful to be in this kind of a space and always grateful for our guests. Kalik wants to be able to remind you, Pop the Top with Kalik is back, right? They want to be able to let you know that. And it's bigger than ever, Kalik. The Bear of the Bahamas is giving away $200,000 in cash and prizes. Purchase your favorite Kalik Bear and look under the cap. You can be a winner. Free Kalik Bear, Kalik merch, and cold, hard cash. All can be yours just for drinking Kalik. You can be able to get that. Kalik reminds you to drink responsibly, bite. Drink responsibly, bite, right? I don't know why I see A in here shuffling through like he left. You left your purse? What happened? I see it. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to be able to let you know, Kalina also. They want you to be able to join Kalina Customers Appreciation Day Saturday, July 5th at 308 East Bay Street. 308 East Bay Street. Get free health screening, attend educational sessions, and sign up for the portal. Enjoy tasty bowls of tropical gyros, tropicals from Tequila, right? And also refreshing drinks. And from... in our kids' corner with face painting games and bouncing castles, there'll be prizes and giveaways. You may win a phone, a laptop, or a TV. It's all happening Saturday, July 5th, which is this Saturday, at number 308 East Bay Street. Come and join us, have some fun, and let us help you thrive. You got to be able to do that, guys. Pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Pintard questions, government boring. If the deficit is $770 million, why borrow in is $400 million more, right? It's a question that he asks. Exuma deserves better. The information's in the paper. Fox. Dr. Fox says his office was vandalized. You just heard over the news break that he's not saying that it's politically motivated. He's not saying that it is. But if it is, you know, if it's a travesty and that this political season will be turmoil, or rather tumultuous, ever increasing in these particular things. Arson suspected in blaze on Cox's home. The home burned all down to the ground and the cars. You can see that in the papers today. The residence in Coral Heights destroyed by fire Tuesday morning. This is a picture in the paper. You can be able to see that. Well, let's dive right into it because we don't have much time as it relates to being able to flesh out what we want to do. Yesterday, we started this kind of a conversation. And the conversation was rooted and found its base in this sort of a contrast where a lot of persons push and pull as it relates to what's happening with immigration, right? There were specific conversations or topics of persons calling in talking about the fact that, you know, we are enamored with this sort of an idea of being able to talk between the FNM and the POP. Have we forgotten the issues? One of the greater issues that we have, and I don't know why people like to be able to just kind of turn it on us, with this kind of a prospect or this concept that you should choose, you should give us a chance. And this is really where it started off. Just give someone else a chance. And then we started to talk about this sort of an idea about immigration and how it feels immovable, right? It feels determined to be in this kind of a space. It feels like it's anchored. Where does the anchor come from? Then we started to talk about anchors and altars. I'll be able to extend and expand that conversation with you about about anchors and altars, and I want you to join in. Now, to give some context to this and to be able to flesh it out a little bit more, I wanted you to get a greater understanding, all right, about what I meant by altars, right? The concepts and ideas associated with altars, right? Why are altars important? How persons use those particular things, and what you can do in that particular space, right? I got to be able to mention this, right? In Genesis chapter, I found that this is the first time that it was articulated. This is the first time that it was identified. This is the first time that the Bible stretched out the word altar. Now, from a historic standpoint, this is a almost like an Aramaic Hebrew letter, right? It means mezbach. Right? It's pronounced mezbach. They say it with a little in the back, the rasp. Mezbach, right? It's essentially a place of sacrifice. That's essentially what it is. It's a place of sacrifice. And they make up four, in the Hebrew language, it is four, I want to call it symbolisms, right? You know, some people may call it hieroglyphs or whatever the case may be, but this is the Aramaic Hebrew letters that are identified. They make up four of that, make up the word mezbach, right? And one is mem, the very first one is mem. You know, Hebrew, it runs from right to left. So you don't read it left to right, you run from right to left. And I got to be able to give you the historic value of Hebrew because this was the original language in which the biblical text was kind of scribed in, right, in Hebrew. And we got to go with that because the truth of the matter is if we look at this and we look at this particular text, each one of those representations in Hebrew makes up a specific word when tied together gives deeper meaning to exactly what we're doing. So I wanted to do this for you. I wanted to do this for you. And so the word mezbach comes from the four characters that make up the word, right? And the first one that goes from right to left is mem, which means water, chaos, and transition. And then the second one is zayin, right? Which means a sword, a crown, authority, or complete. Now the third one is bet, which means house, family. And the last one on the left-hand side would be chet, which is covenant, a new start, and a marriage. Now this is heavy for me. This is heavy, right? And this is why I dive deep into it today. The very first time that we saw in biblical text the word altar pop up is in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, when Noah made an altar. This is after the flood. This is a covenant that he made with God. And then the rainbows came, so forth and so on. But this was a setup. This was a setup that he made. An altar. And he sacrificed on that particular altar. You guys can go and read it. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. But I don't think much persons give consideration to the fact that Enoch pronounced there was a sacrifice made. There was an offering given to God and a sacrifice made simultaneously. One sacrifice, there was two. Brothers came together and they sacrificed, or they presented their what they've developed by their hands and what they've been nurturing and taking care of by their hands to the Father. It never said altar. It says they presented this, Cain and Abel. Cain was responsible for the livestock. I'm sorry, Abel was responsible for the livestock, and he presented it, and God was pleased. And not so much with Cain. And the Bible starts to be able to talk about how he was troubled, Cain, and how he is indifferent. And then he went and spoke with his brother. You can find this in Genesis chapter 4. All right? Then he went and spoke with his brother. After he spoke with his brother, he slew his brother. And then God asked him, hey, where is your brother? He said, well, my brother's keeper. And then he says, his blood cries out. This was heavy for me. For me, this was heavy. Because the representation, though not spoken of an altar and sacrifice, is that blood speaks. This is heavy stuff. Now, this is tying into a very clear understanding of an immovables, and it seems to be, it's not inevitable. Anything is possible when we align ourselves with divinity, with God, with Christ. But what looks at, when we look at this particular thing, and we identify this, what was strange for me is that the altar that was designed spoke of blood. Now you could go through one text after another text and be able to identify exactly what this altar means. Now this is not Christianity specific. They're Hindu altars. They are other altars from other spaces that they continue to be able to do. If you've watched the movie Coco, there is the ofrenda. If you watch Coco, you know Coco. There is the ofrenda where you put your photos and so forth and so on. This was heavy in the Mexican tradition and what they've been able to do. These are all altars. You could be able to use an altar for various things. It's a place of sacrifice, right? Which is a strategic. It's a fixed location. It's a connection to divinity, right? Which is a sacred space where you can be able to meet God, your God, in this particular space. It's for remembrance or memorial, like I said to you, for Coco, the ofrenda in this particular space. It's forgiveness and redemption, right? Forgiveness of our sins and being able to achieve all and being able to get back to atonement, right? And then it goes on to talk about beyond the physical, where you experience, where you feel God. We remember our stories. We remember these things, right? When he saw angels coming up and down the ladder, and then he made an altar right there. We identify these things. And then it goes on to talk about covenant, which is a physical representation of a sacred agreement or promise. That's where I want to start. The altar of covenant. The altar of covenant in those particular spaces to be able to identify how these things were done. Now, I often say to you, there's a perpetuation. I've actually been able to do a little studies today. And I should have done it from last night, but I started this morning and being able to do something. I came across a book by, it's called The Haitian Problem. It's written by Dawn Marshall. Believe it or not, I was able to contact her this morning. After I called so many, I called Wolf Road, called COB Library, called all these places looking for this book, The Haitian Problem. It was written in 1979 and had significant references in 81. And in those references, it goes back to be able to identify an issue that continued to be able to perpetuate significantly since then. This is not a new thing that's happening in our space. This has been happening. And I want to be able to talk to you about it. I'll go deep into this and be able to just read one or two things for you so you can see exactly what's what. I picked it up and I read the Intergovernmental Research and Policy Journal, right? This was volume 2023. It came out, the date that it received in 2023, in June, on the 13th of June, they'd be able to see this. So you can be able to see this called Citizenship Crisis, Children Born to Illegal Haitian Immigrants, Single Bahamian Men and Foreign Women in the Bahamas. This is literally what they're talking about. Right? So I want to talk about this. Let's see if we can be able to write this and see exactly what's what. This is the sort of the introduction. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas entered into the international system as a sovereign nation on July 10th, 1973, after being granted its independence from the United Kingdom on the accession to the Bahamas as a sovereign nation. The Constitution was endowed as a supreme law of the Bahamas. Article 1 and 2 in the Bahamas Constitution declares that the sovereign nation with the Constitution as declares it a sovereign nation with the Constitution as the supreme law. Let's get into this, right? Says the problem of being born without citizenships. 2-1. Children born in the Bahamas without citizenships. The granting of citizenships to illegal migrants in the Bahamas remains a challenge. The problems are linked to constitutional provisions and are used to determine Bahamian citizenships. According to Fielding in 2000, although Haitians make up 7% of the population of the Bahamas, that's what it says. Although Haitians make up 7% of the population of the Bahamas, they account for 14% of the children born at the time. In 2019, the Department of Immigration reported that 900 illegal Haitians compared to 50 Jamaicans are with two Dominican Republic students, and this is the Department of Immigration in 2019. And it goes on to talk about Dawn Marshall in her book, The Haitian Problem, a detailed book on Haitian legal problems in the Bahamas, reports that there were more than 5,000 illegal Haitian migrants per year. Throughout the years, the numbers have increased exponentially, and Caribbean Migration Consultants reports that there is about 20,000 to 50,000 undocumented Haitians living in the Bahamas. Guys, and this is documentation and information from some years back. However, there is a limited documentation of the children born to single Bahamian men and foreign women. That's not what we're talking about today. We're focusing on illegal migrants in this particular space. Causes of children born unable to acquire automatic citizenship. Now, it goes on to this. It says Jane Roney, Jean Charles, or Jean Roney, was born at the Princess Margaret Hospital, Nassau, New Providence, of the Bahamas, on December 5th, 1982, and never traveled outside of the Bahamas. It was alleged that he was unlawfully arrested on or about early September 2017. The family of Jean Roney received no information on the arrest, and on November 29th, 2017, the family filed a writ of habeas corpus, declaring unlawful arrest. Right? Sean Michael Rawson, Pierre, and other applicants were children born out of wedlock to single Bahamian men and foreign women in the Princess Margaret Hospital, the Bahamas. And then their birth was lodged in the registry of the births in the Bahamas. The applicants filed documents in the Supreme Court seeking declaration that they were born to Bahamian men and entitled to be registered as citizens under the provisions of the Bahamas' Constitution. The concept and idea that we have here, as we continue to be able to travel down this road, is that this is a lingering issue. If we're going all the way back to the inception of this book, The Haitian Problem, written by Dawn Marshall, this book was identified, or she wrote this book, it's about 20 pages or so, based upon the information that I wrote, that I read. And it was written in 1979. 1979. This would be 6 years after the Bahamas celebrated its first independence. an articulation was identified by bright, vibrant citizens that this was an issue. Now, just like now, I'm supposed there was a lot of persons being able to have casual conversations about the fact that there seems to be sort of an explosion of Haitians being able to travail our shores and our spaces. However, what Dawn Marshall did was she penned it. And now, as we look back, as we identify these particular things, we can say that these issues haven't changed. Why? Why? Why haven't any political organization been able to tackle this issue with any real significance? Why? 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 In 1982, was an election. I think it was an election year. The PLP won that year. 1987, another election year. Everyone screamed and cried, those that supported the Free National Movement, to indicate that they stole it, they cheat, whatever they said. And in 1992, the government in the sunshine identify issues, come to the forefront, and find themselves victorious. However, despite the issues that were raised, despite the fact that there was a groundswell, even 6 years after independence, to be able to say that illegal migrants was an issue in the country, the Free National Movement didn't necessarily focus on that. And history will be able to identify that. Their anchor projects was opening the airwaves and the Immovable Properties Act. Why has no one dealt with illegal migrants? The prime minister, who was out of North Abaco, would have been able to see significantly and hear about the perpetuation and everlasting, which it seems like, everlasting, except the mutton pigeon peas. Yeah. Edison Key, in his particular capacity, being able to support the Free National Movement and his position, would have known intimately about the issues associated with what was expanding the mutton pigeon pea. And this is only the family out of this is only Abaco. We're not talking about the relentless expansion of what existed in Eight Mile Rock. We're not talking about the expansion of what we've identified in other spaces in Nassau. We're only talking APCO at this particular time. We can travel through time and now realize that there is a significant problem with illegal migrants in Harbor Island. No one's dealing with this. No individual candidate that's coming to the forefront to be able to have this conversation. No major political organization to be able to identify that there are real issues that continue to be able to surround these things. And the only thing it can boil down to me, with me, is it's an altar. An altar of a covenant. A covenant that you and I have no idea. Yeah. The average Joe Blow, average Bahamian citizens have absolutely no idea. You have an inkling, an idea, as it relates to worship and relationship with deities. Yeah, you hear people chit-chatter about these particular things, but you have no idea about the anchors and the altars that people would set up in times of desperation. And while we're fighting this fight in the natural, there are elements unseen that continue to be able to hook in to our society, hook in to the fabric of who we are as a people, so much so that even the language of our leaders chooses to include rather than to identify and be able to rectify and perpetuate decades and decades and decades now. We're approaching another election cycle. And in the midst of this election cycle, yesterday, I guess I was premature. I said that as a result of the fact that the Coalition of Independents has a representative in the House of Assembly, I expect that Fred Mitchell will take on this kind of position and choose to do the honorable thing and address. Oh, but that didn't happen. Not on his voice notes. He still goes, the Coalition of Idiots. Right after we would have been able to see the back and forth with being able to identify one, the poet, and Paula Trix, and then the other, Lil Phil. We've gone from Phil to Lil Phil. This perpetuation of name-calling and this desire to deflect against real issues is bananas. The entire course of the political political directorate, the path in which these men, learned, appear to travel is very basic. And no one's dealing with real issues. The United States of America has taken on a very serious thing. We talked about this. The United States of America has taken on the very serious role and position as to be able to, you know, ban Haitians from entering the United States of America. And we talked about this. What other options do they have? If we can't get A, we are the proverbial plan B. Because plan A was aborted. Now, they do the best with what they have. We have callers calling in and indicating that after they're found in and whatnot, then someone will scream out, I want to see Philip Brave. As though there is an underbelly that has a very clear understanding. If you seek to go to the Bahamas, this is who you do. This is what you do. No political organization seeks to touch this. Is it as a result of an altar? A covenant that was made by those with our leaders? Is it a result of an altar, a covenant that was made in our land, unseen, that seeks to distort the minds and the logical thinking of those responsible to be able to safeguard our borders? What is happening? Because here comes another election cycle, and no one's talking about it. Quick break, guys. When we get back, we can open up the lines.
Used to be really popular in around 2005.
The foundation.
I'm quite genuinely self.
Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Big plans, unexpected expenses, whatever life throws your way, Fidelity is here with loans tailored to fit any of your personal financial needs. With a quick turnaround and a built-in savings that pays you interest, we make battling unexpected expenses easy. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we're back, guys. The lines are wide open. 323-622-3235-431-6325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. You could be able to hit me at 422-4796 on the text line. It is absolutely bananas to me. And I just wanted to kind of be able to expand the conversation yesterday. A lot of persons called in and gave their view, their opinion, their idea, their position, so forth and so on. And I don't understand this. I don't understand this. And if we start to be able to talk about the inception of where this problem come from, then, oh my God, how would you call them people name on the radio? That's not what this is about. What this is about is being able to identify how much elections gone since then. All right, let's go from 80. The book was written in 1979, right? 6 years after independence. We had an election in 82. We had an election in 87, we had an election in 92, we had an election in 97, we had an election in 2007, we had an election in 2012, we had an election in 2017, and then we had one in 2021. 9 election cycles. We're approaching the 10th election cycle, which equates to 50 years, and no one substantively was able to come up even theoretically with a concept to eradicate this problem, to deal with this. There is this kind of a posture that you lay prostrate on your incompetence and say, well, what we could do, we have a porous border. We can't do nothing about it. And this is where we are. This is sad. This is sad. That even in the midst of a new day government, a government that wants to be able to speak to you about unstoppable change, a government under fresh wind, a government that says better, better, a government that says a government in the sunshine, all of these concepts and themes perpetuated over the course of 50 years in this country. And no one could even incrementally touch this issue. Yeah, Howard, yeah, but they try to be able to, no. The closest we would have gotten to be able to find conviction and strength in our leadership to make a determination that this is wrong was Loftus-Roker. Loftus-Roker. And, you know, I was supposed to push back at some things that he did. He and I spoke about it. He, you know, pinned the list, let him go and let him do his thing, gave him an opportunity. But as soon as it reached Pinland's house and Loftus found his very first obstacle, because he didn't have an obstacle before. Pinland used to let him just go. But his very first obstacle and position, and he recognized that this challenged his moral code and his posture. Loftus packed up his stuff and left. There was no real fight. He just packed it up and left. When we saw years later, we would have seen Branville McCartney take on this position that he is seeking to be in the front line. He wishes to be. He wants to be. He'd like you to see a minister of state for immigration in the front line fighting this issue. And it seems like he was shut down. There are many stories told about this. Many. I care not to tell you any on the radio. But he too stepped back, formed his own political organization. Why is it such an issue fighting illegal migrants in this country? Why? Why is it that the tenacity and the bold nature of an illegal migrant? We're not talking about legal migrants. We're not talking about those that have assimilated. We're not talking about those that are immigrants. We're talking about illegals. Why is it so casual that in the salacious, to find fresh news,
to poke a camera in the people's face and press record for them to say things that it's more or us than them. And this, boom, expands throughout the country. And no one does nothing. Then we're stating that I don't see you. I don't call you Haitian Bohemian. You're a Bohemian. And whilst Papa is for FNMs, Papa for Rasta, Papa for Haitian. To continue to be able to pull in these illegal migrants into this block, and no one's dealing with it. Let's take this quick.
Howard, I want to apologize for calling names yesterday. I do hope you would accept my apology.
No problem, my brother. Go ahead.
I will try to avoid that. It slipped. Now, Howard, you know, the civil rights movement, 67, with Martin Luther King, pivotal in helping Sir Lyndon Wren because that movement. There is another movement at play here now, a political party has tapped into. Howard, do you use Notebook LM?
No.
Okay, I want you to fire that up. It's an AI, but what you do is you put in sources, and then you have it produce some predictions. Well, I've done that. I won't give you all of them, but there's a percentage of graduates who, within a particular category of students, who are now able to vote. And if you look at the population of group of persons who are in our school system who have citizenship and who are going to vote, there's this 200,000 persons who are going to be deported in September, some of whom are coming here, who are able to vote. Now, there's two sources I gave you. You could do the rest. The FNM is slated for a serious defeat based on what I have discovered from Notebook LM. There's a very, very subtle political party that's going to take some of their votes. I could predict from using Notebook LM, the PLP is going to win the next general election in a very huge, huge victory.
I like this kind of conversation. Okay, go ahead.
No, I can stop right there because then I make slip and call names.
Don't call no name. Okay, go on. I appreciate you, my brother. Listen, we can take this telephone. We can take this commercial break. We can get the news, and we can dive back deeper into this and be able to talk about this. He says Notebook LM, he predicts that the PLP will win based upon this sort of assessment that he's made. And I guess we can talk about it on the other side.
The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hungry for a deal that hits the spot and your wallet? Then stop by Wendy's and grab our $15.95 meal deal for two. Choose two of your favorite entrees, a Dave's single, spicy chicken, or a 10-piece nugget. Served with two junior fries and 16-ounce drinks. All for just $15.95. At Wendy's, we're always serving quality food at a great price. Available for a limited time.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Abigail, get ready for the summer's official Rum and Beer Sounds present Found Fast.
Found Fast.
Saturday, July 5th, Mars Harbor, Abigail.
At the Royal Recreational Ground.
Gates open 5 p.m., $20 entry.
Ladies free before 8 p.m.
With Nassau and Abigail's hottest DJ.
Don't miss the Beer Drinkers versus Rum Drinkers competition.
Right, pulling for the best side, I said collect.
Damn rum for me.
Found Fast, July 5th, Abigail. Sponsored by Collect, the Beer of the Bahamas. Drink responsibly.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. live and in full effect. I want to thank my cousin George for being able to send this beautiful book. It's a gorgeous book, actually. I'm looking through it right now. It's called Flashes of Thought, inspired by a dialogue at the government summit in 2013 with Mohammed bin Rashad Al Maktoum, right? So I'm going to be able to read that and see exactly what's what. So I'm always grateful for this, always grateful for opportunities like this. But guys, today we're just talking about some stuff. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about anchors and altars, how there must be a barrier. There must be a glass wall. There must be a bridge, an unseen thing that continues to be able to tether, to link our governments and those officials responsible for being able to work for us on behalf of the Bahamian citizens to other jurisdictions, other nationalities, other spaces. You know, I just tear this book open, right? Just looking at it over the break and just looking at it, right? And as I tore it open, the very first chapter that actually speaks to exactly what the book is entitled to, it says some questions. At the beginning of my interactive dialogue session with the government summit, I was asked the audience these questions. Why, what is the purpose of such a conference and these meetings? What is the meaning of our efforts to improve the government services? And I wanted everyone working in the government to look at the big picture. And what's that big picture? He says, the job of the government is to achieve happiness of people. The job of the government is to achieve happiness of people. It's an amazing thing. I don't think we as a nation have ever found ourselves happy. I think this illusion of happiness is wrapped in this concept, an idea that protrudes out of the United States of America, the pursuit of happiness. And that's a relentless pursuit. Because happiness, for the most part, in the Western world, seems to be elusive. You think you get close to it, it's almost like trying to catch a rainbow or a leprechaun. You get close to it, you think you got it, and bam, something else come up. The government's job is to ensure the happiness of its people. It doesn't seem like this is the government's job here in the country. Yes. There's no happiness, there's no satisfaction, there's nothing other than this sort of deflection and this subcurrent of rejection. The subcurrent that says, don't worry about them, I can get rid of them next go round. That's it. That's the closest that we get to satisfaction as a Bahamian people. We are satisfied that we ain't got to deal with you no more. Don't worry about that. We ain't got to deal with you. And then we turn on to the incompetence of another regime. Evidently. We look at this and we identify these things. No one is dealing with real issues in this country and we're deflecting again. Now, with name calling, people breaking into your office and all the other small accoutrements associated with political malarkey in this country will be able to rear its ugly head. Issues done. The Haitian issue continues to be able to perpetuate, and I think we may see an increase as a result of the ban coming out of the United States of America. Yeah. Let's talk about this. Let's have a clear conversation. While you continue to be able to perpetuate, celebrate, shake your pom-poms and shake your thing, your groove thing, for your political party, about what the PLP has done, what they will do, what the expectations are, what you can expect from a Michael Pintard-led administration, the technology associated with that, being able to deal with all these things and what he will articulate and what we've never seen before. No one dealing with the real. None. You're deflecting. You get a time to be able to talk and you deflect. You hit me with your PR that places you in the rhythm of being able to be visible. But there's no substance. There's no meat in this hollow presentation. I'm getting from y'all a hollow presentation of political aspirants. But we need some meat, man. We big people in this country. We want all the meat. That's what KB said. And you give us a hollow presentation, a silhouette, an idea of what our expectations are. And we're moving forward. Expansion significantly. If you look at those numbers, it said there was 500 illegal Haitians. Only in comparison, there was 900 illegal Haitians in comparison to 50 Jamaicans and 2 Dominicans. That ratio is significant for us to be able to look at. That ratio is mind-boggling. Sometimes more. And if we look at our population and divide it, just by the screenshot 6 years after independence, the book was written, and she was able to collect this data. And if we look at that data and we apply it to a growth spectrum over the course of 50 years, our expectations to be able to see a significant population, a significant portion of our population is of Haitian heritage. But nobody want to have this conversation. No one, you want to talk like that. I tell you yesterday, even in the midst of your protests, when you go on Cowpen Road, you're outnumbered. And no one seeks to fix this. Now, there is even more talk, allegations, speculations about this idea that the PLP is seeking. Now, this is just talk. This is just chatter and gibber. Yeah, because the Bahamian people, all those people responsible for your PR, your marketing, your war room, they know where the hotspots are in our society. And illegal migration, hence, more specifically, is a big thing. Yeah, let's make a little post and say that the Haitians, the PLP is trying to be able to bring in the Haitians. And let's do that. I don't know, mischievous stuff. I don't know if you could get into heaven like that, but that ain't my business. Y'all got to deal with that when you get to the gate and talk to Peter. Because this is nasty. This is nasty work. Nonetheless, you release it out into the public. You're sowing discord among the brethren. You release it out to, boom. Gullible people ingesting it, identify it, and now they put a target on the back of those people, which is the government of the day, simply because of these particular things. Guys, we got to be able to use our brains. Take our time. We got to use our brains. We got to be able to be poised in our approach and understand these things. If no political organization is being able to identify how they're going to rectify and at least mitigate against this illegal migrant problem, then we should get rid of all 2 of them. Yeah, because there's some real issues, man. There's some real issues in this country. And if the PLP is not going to be willing to deal with it and the FNM is not willing to deal with it, then we got to look at someone else. Now, we've seen the COI take on a very strong position to be able to indicate that, okay, we're going to rectify this, we can do this, we can do that. But, you know, a lot of us don't know whether or not they have the expertise, the experience, and that kind of a years. It takes years of experience to understand these things. Even if you want to go from a spiritual standpoint, you don't even know where the altars are. You don't even know what the covenants are made with. And so just putting someone new in there may be difficult. Not impossible, but difficult. This is an issue that's going to take at least 2 or 3 to be able to ensure that we can mitigate against. Yeah, it's not going to take 5. You can't do this in 5 years. You cannot do this in 5 years. You can't. Or 4.5 years. You cannot do it. And so anybody who comes to tell you that Jive is a joker, anyone who telling you that Jive is a joker, this is a 24 hours a day, 365 day, focused, committed job to be able to rectify. And that's over the course of a few years. We have too much here to be able to even shake a stick at. And those that aspire, the desire, that seek to be able to be as crafty as possible, that are innovative and being able to find themselves on our shores, they come in. And what we can do about it? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line, go ahead.
Yeah, good day, Mr. Howard Grant.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Let me turn on this radio. Mr. Grant, I'm looking at the cause of this and the political fanatics, blind conformity, party followers who see this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And still remain committed to the BS by all parties mm-hmm. over the decades, right, Howard?
Right.
The punks have been warning us about this particular scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even want to talk about xenophobia or who hate who or who like who, but I see more anti-Haitian rhetoric than anti-Bohemian rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to you this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question for me is, why is the PM lending so much airs to these particular demographic? Then you have a multiplicity of demographics, a demographic, right? Right in the family, I mean, in the chain of islands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are all acting very stupid as mm-hmm. we cannot see that the migrants from the south are sporadically settling the chain of islands, creating shanty towns here and there, right? For over almost 2 years now, I was talking, since Governor DeSantos passed the Shanty Town Act, I was saying something like that should be implemented just as an initial impetus into impeding the proliferation, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one has lent ears to me, but the PM seems to have these people in his office all about. They could go and see him anytime, and they are calling his name. Like, you know, see, I have common sense, you know. It's just like how we saw Dr. Fox on, great doctor, saw him on saying his office is burglarized. And then we see Mr. Lincoln being on Facebook saying there's a roadblock in the front of his launching his place out by the Botanical Gardens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to be an imbecile and don't believe nothing that they're saying. And these things just happen randomly. I'm not supposed to be able to juxtapose the Gestapo like that carried out by this particular administration. I'm supposed to be a fool, Howard Grant. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Wow.
I'm a fool.
Gestapo.
I don't have a brain. I just can take it through in the stomach because I'm not using it.
It's Gestapo-like?
And we as the human people, somebody just called me and we looked at, I was looking at the deed polls and writing letters as to why William shouldn't be changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody said, that's the tactic we should use. So I'm trying to get a bunch of people to do that. Maybe we could write these letters and then we will see that this will make any difference. But when we look at the numerology and we look at the contemptuous remarks by certain people and they're being rewarded, something just comes to my phone. That is the famous person who have a picture with the PM is being granted 10 acres of land in Abaco.
Mm.
We see where people are saying, people in Abaco, I want Naughty probably to bring on Roscoe and somebody, the people in Abaco are afraid to speak out because they're outnumbered and the Haitians are bullying them. So what the guy, Frankie, is saying, they're actually doing to Bohemian people because I've seen and heard of instances in Abaco at concerts and different things that people are withholding Howard. Are we a nation of cowards? This is you telling me?
Wow.
Howard, are we a nation of cowards? Why is there a gonadless
mm-hmm.
political class for decades now embracing this foolishness? Howard, you know, of course, we don't have a problem with the Haitian people. You know that, right?
I know.
I live amongst them. I go and spend my money with them. I talk with them. I move along with them. So I don't have a problem with them. But what I'm saying is all of these people who seem to want to uphold this foolishness, right? Whether it be for production industry, whatever industry. Like, you know, Aaron said, we need documentation. Well, what is the reason? Why? Do these imbeciles realize the significance of the word documentation, Howard?
Mm.
The reason why they don't provide documentation and datification, quantification, is because they don't want you to know. They've kept us in the dark for so long now, until we're hearing now, it's like there's more of us than them. Where did this BS come from, Mr. Grant?
Wow.
When we sit idly by, just talking, and this problem is proliferating, maybe we need Donald Trump.
Maybe, right? Maybe.
I don't share all of his ideas, but you...
On this one.
Howard, I'm afraid. Listen to me. How could you? What I'm saying is nobody seems concerned. The Minister of National Security, past and present, nobody has addressed these narratives and these particular concerns of the Bohemian people. So what am I to think, Howard? And shame on the police force for being such robotic and being, they're just being robotic. But it really disturbed me to see Mr. Lincoln being going through that. Whether I'm a CIO or I, you know, it doesn't matter. Whatever, I'm a Bohemian citizen. And we don't have no empathy. We saw it during the pandemic. A bunch of imbeciles were calling for me and black male to be vaccinated and saying all sorts of manner of things in ignorance. You see me? You see what I'm saying, Howard?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with political season. And so all of the fanatical PLPs and the fanatical FNMs who support the parties that have sat idly by and allowed this problem to blossom into this problem now that we can't seem to solve. We can solve it, you know. We can solve it, you know. But we see the PLP has the same concept of the Democratic Party, flood the country with migrants. I see an article come across, like 300,000 applicants for citizenship and work permits and whatever. You see what I'm saying, Howard? You could believe this BS?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe all these things. So what's happening right now, and I appreciate your telephone call, 52. Thank you so much, man. What's happening right now in this country is that we are bombarded by AI. We are bombarded by these things. We don't know if it's real or it's fake. There was a letter based upon, I'm listening to the chairman of the the Progressive Liberal Party. There was a letter that went up to the CARICOM to say that the country is withdrawing their support for CARICOM and whatnot. And he had to deny that. He had to say that's not true. The signature of the prime minister was is a fake signature. And we're looking at this and we know what is real and what is fake in this era and in this age. We're listening to this. There's somebody sent me a voice note being able to exclaim some things. This guy sounds extremely articulate. And I knew that this was typing because there was a type read the typo for the Free National Movement yesterday. I say this is going to be a difficult election season for those of us who are not woke, who are not awakened to the use of technology and who don't lie resolved and convicted in our decision. It's going to be a difficult election for you. If you out here in the wind, like a little plastic bag in the breeze, as it relates to making a decision for who you can vote for, who you ain't gonna vote for, and you out here leaning the best campaign, the best song, the best this, but the best that, yeah, you can get screwed. As it relates to who you're gonna vote for, one, and what results these particular persons will yield. Yeah. I still believe in the fact that one, relationships mean everything. I believe in that. I was watching a couple of things yesterday, and I said to myself, nothing matters once I get in front of them people. Just it's going over in my head, and I think I was talking to Garth, but just going over in my head over the conversation. How some politicians can't talk. Some politicians are afraid to go on the radio. Some politicians believe that their money and their campaign could be able to be a forerunner. Some politicians, because of their seniority in this kind of a space, they believe that they already got it. And then the newcomers, listen, all of this is one on the ground. When I come to your house, there's one on the ground. When I come to your constituency, it's one on the ground. And you see me, touch me, feel me, hear me. It's one on the ground. And a lot of us take on this kind of position. We believe, oh, this one ain't got this one. Listen to me. You better find your courage because these things are one on the ground. We're going to have a good conversation, man. I'd like you guys to be able to join me and continue that. I know that the conversation, you know, everybody is impassioned about this. I don't think we should be able to expand too much. How many calls I can get in about your position and being able to talk about these things. Let me take this quick break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Great Commission's Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commission through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolverine. Be blessed.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Lock, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5266.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, straight to the line right here at 96.9. Let me give you the numbers, 323-622-3254-316-325-4259-325-4259. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That's the text line. Callers on the line, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard. How are you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Jeff? Everything good?
Oh, man, God is good all the time. Howard, let me first thank you for the program yesterday.
Yes.
I truly appreciated the caller yesterday who, after break, she came back and continued with her trend of... What she has said is something that is shared by many right-thinking, rational Bahamians who love this country dearly, mm-hmm. who sees the annex of our country in real time, despite persons trying to display or downplay that this thing is not happening. This thing is real in this country. And then to the previous caller, who also indicated our 52, he, like me, we are very passionate about this country. We do not like the direction that this country is going in. And unfortunately, both major political parties, the PLP and the FNM, are very complicit in this mess that we find ourselves in. Because if they had done what the Bahamian people have been asking for generations to do, we probably would not be at this point in our development of this country. We are not saying that we don't need... persons from other countries to come and contribute to the development and the success of the country. However, we are supposedly a country of laws. And, you know, it's very troubling to see that, yes, although we have persons from other countries coming in here, but to hear them come in our borders crying out that in order for them to succeed in this country, they have to either affiliate themselves with a particular political party or a particular political leader in order to exist in this country. That's atrocious. Mm-hmm. That speaks volumes. When we talk about developing this country, first and foremost, should come in the right way. Like 52 so rightfully said, we grew up with the Haitian diaspora among us. Many of them ate at our tables. Many of us have befriended them. Many of us today are still great friends with even their children who, even after they would have left the same. Howard, what is so diabolical is that the narrative that Bahamians hate Haitians, that is one of the most foolish statements I've ever heard in my life. You know, all we've basically been asking for is that they come in the right way. Our politicians have done a piss-poor job of defending our Constitution. Because times when the Constitution can be tweaked and fixed, both political parties, the Progressive Liberal Party and the FNM, have been very derelict in their duties to fix the Constitution.
Jeff, in 50 who has dealt with the illegal migration issue? In 50 years. In 50 years. Even incrementally, even on a small, small incremental level. We've actually had more conversations about being able to rectify a Haitian problem with a Haitian-led solution out of our country instead of vice versa, being able to deal with a Haitian issue or concern as it relates to illegal migrants coming into our country and no one trying to be able to solve that.
Howard, the biggest thing right now is that should be on
every Indian tongue. Try to vote for these people again and again and again. Yeah. Vote for them again.
And they will do that. The biggest thing right now that should be on every Bahamian person's tongue, especially as we are approaching the 52nd anniversary of this country in the next few days, is Bahamianization. There is no such thing as Bahamianization in this country today, and this is what has a lot of us perturbed. Wow. We're having the big celebrations out at Clifford Park, but what are we really celebrating? This whole week of celebrations, celebrating the Bahamas, but how many Bahamians are really celebrating the direction that this country is in?
That's heavy.
In closing, it seems as if our voices, even though they're hearing us, our words are still falling on deaf ears. We want a fixed country where Bahamians, and I'm talking about Bahamians, are regarded as first in this country. All this traveling and spending millions of dollars are doing all these different things and stuff. How about creating an environment where we can thrive in this country? We are not thriving. And it's sad to say that, yes, many of them who are holding office or holding power will try to ostracize, will try to victimize, will try to put their foot on our necks. But I'm going to tell you as a people, if we don't stand up and that these persons who sit in our parliament do the work that we, the Bahamian people, their bosses, are telling them to do instead of they telling us what they're going to do on our behalf, then our cry will continue to be shameless cries. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man, Jeff. I appreciate you. You know, it boils down to this, okay? I really don't care about an F&M theme. I really don't. I don't care about a PLP theme, right? These sublets of those particular themes, we identify and see whether or not it has the meat that we've been looking for, but it doesn't have the meat most times. And even if it has the meat, from a theoretical standpoint that exists on paper, it doesn't have the true application, right? In hindsight, after we've given them an opportunity, after we've been able to execute these things, right, it doesn't have what it takes. I'm a young man, 40 years old, I'm going to be 44 years old this year, right? I'm a young man. But for the most part, I can't even qualify for little entrepreneurial loans and other things like that for real business. I can't qualify for these things because the ages, for the most part, stops at about, if not 35, 40, tops. That's it. They're done. After 40, butler, you should have been straight by now. If you ain't straight, then you better go figure out something for yourself. Like, entrepreneurialism is not a real thing. It's not a real thing. And if you look historically at the elements of ours, you really don't start to really grow and expand even till 50. And to have a very clear understanding. So mid-40s up to your 50s, you start to grow. You would have gotten experience. You forged relationships. You did everything, especially if you're coming up on your own. Our country does nothing to support that. Nothing. Our countries yield to the prospect and idea if the World Bank, the IMF, the IDB, and other persons say, hey, you got to look at this, and then we're going to give you some money to look at this, and then they take a little look at it. But not real. Nothing real. Nothing real. Nothing real. Nothing real. And then you'd like to be able to call me and say, yeah, what about the SBDC? Listen, man. There's difficulty in associating these things. There's difficulty dealing with this for real. There's no real empowerment. There's no real eradication of issues in our country. We're dealt with the exact same thing. We keep dealing with the same thing. Garbage. Mess. You keep coming back and perpetuating the exact same thing, and we just have to deal with it. And the only satisfaction, as I told you, is to get rid of a government to put another one in. Hopefully you get a 5-year cool off, and it is quite apparent that the same guys come back again. Because all we gave them was a 5-year cool-off to come back and do the exact same thing that they did 10 years ago, 5 years ago. You keep doing the same thing. Y'all keep doing the same thing and expecting something new. It could have gotten a fresh slate of people, but you can't even find people in our country enthusiastic and desirous to be able to get involved with such a shady game that lacks conviction, which is politics, that lacks transparency. Ain't nobody want to do that. Nobody got time for that. The injustice in there. We see this at the first round rollout of the Free National Movement. We already see the insurity in the... Why get involved with that? Especially if you're dealing with real issues. You can sit there and tell me about technological advancement and digitization and all these particular things. We need to deal with immigration. Yeah, we can deal with digitization. You should be able to walk and chew up. We need to deal with illegal migration. And stop telling me, well, our borders are porous. The fella sit right in front of me and tell me he has autonomous drones that he could be able to deal. He could sit in Nassau and run them all over the Bahamas. Them drones got everything in it, including gun. Oh, God. I just want to shoot straight with you. Everything in them things. You then spent 17 minutes at. Anyway, let me take the next telephone call.
Howard, how are you doing? Seattle Johnson.
What's up, Seattle?
Just let me respectfully disagree with you. For 25 years of the 21st century, digitization, digitalization, automation, datification, and digital transformation is the very tools that has solved probably 98% of the problems we have faced in the world. The problem is individuals do not know how. That's the important thing to do. Me, for one, I never speak about the who, what, which,
but
when, where,
why. But, Seattle, we're not talking to you. We're talking about a local issue.
But just let me finish my point, Howard. That's what I'm saying to you. Which one and how. I never speak on anything unless I can tell you the how. And so when we talk about immigration, talking about where the Bahamas should have already been in something called digital borders. But just let me do two voice house cleaning, please. Allow me this, right? The gentleman who say he called, say he was Notebook LM, I would like to talk to him because I know I've used Notebook LM from the beta phase and it only processes information you provide. It doesn't search, it doesn't do any of those things. So I would like to see his data files that he used to come to that conclusion of his own personal data files and respect to that. And to and this is my only political statement, okay? The statement concerning the FNM using AI to attack the PLP, and my rebuttal to that is there's nothing AI could produce that would match the failures that is in the public record of the free, of the Progressive Liberal Party.
Don't try to spin AI it, though. Don't try to spin it.
No, okay. So now let's talk about the digital borders,
No,
right?
But don't try to spin it. We're not saying that the incompetence could be matched. We're not saying that the actual
record.
We're not saying that the actual application of incompetence on the ground by whether it's AI is non-existent. We're saying the usage of AI and the manipulation of those particular things in this season is going to expand and may be a problem. That's all I say.
Right. But I spoke directly to the accusation made by the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party towards the Free National Movement. I understand the use of AI, and I saw the amateurish, they call consumer use of it. There's commercial use of AI that you would not be able to tell. You will not be able to tell the difference. There's not some of it's not even been made public yet because of the certain safeguards that they're working and putting in. Okay, so but I want to talk about digital borders and the problem that we have in solving thing because when you solve the digital, when you embrace digital borders, you solve the housing problem, you solve the education problem, you solve the health problem, possibly the crime problem. All of these things are interrelated. And in spite of what anyone says, and I say I always invite intelligent contradiction, not a thing up against me, against the information that's there. What digital borders does is allow us to, and these are minor things because of our population density of 500,000 people, including all of the myths and whatever else you want to use. But when you digitize a national ID system with protection for data and access built in. This is not something that people may not understand. It's just saying you do it. This is a comprehensive use of technology. You now have a document, and believe it or not, Howard, a digital ID will even allow those individuals within our country as non-citizens to most possibly, if you can verify the use and proper implementation, to use it as a travel document. So, but what the ID system does, along with the digitization of immigration, allows us to clearly identify every single person in our country. So if you come into the country illegally and you do not have an ID,
but the issue with this, C. Allen, is that the government seeks to be moving away from this accountability factor. Governments. This should have been incorporated from 2010. From 2010, when there was the earthquake in Haiti, and the landslide and X amount of persons were killed and so forth and so on. And then the 100 and some persons were left out of the detention center in right here from the F&M government. Yeah,
but Howard, since
these
then,
things should have been incorporated.
Right, but since then we have gotten $30 million, you know, from the IDB for digitization, you know.
And they still ain't do nothing with it.
No, no, but see, that's what I'm saying to you, because the problem is, I want you, Howard, to imagine that you go into an emergency room for ventricular science, that Dr. Science do, and you're now going to instruct the people in there what to do. I don't care if all the tools are there. Your competence level to instruct the person will only...
Are you saying that about the government of the day? Despite the fact that the tools are accessible to you both locally and globally, if you don't have the insight and the proper person consultation, you could never get to the objective. That's what you're saying?
Absolutely. See, okay, Howard, cool. I want you to stop. I want you to pause, Howard, and think about this. Imagine there's only two things, and I'm going to tell you why I choose inability. If they had the ability and haven't done it, that is the worst than not having the ability. You understand what I'm saying? So I think they should default to saying, we didn't know how. Because if you say, yes, we know how, but there's a reason for us not doing this, and we're not going to tell you, is worse than not knowing how.
Wow.
And I'm saying for the people in the Bahamas. And so Howard, it fixes immigration, because anybody that's employed would automatically queue a database to verify if the person is valid or anything of that sort. So
yeah, but we are not interconnected. Got to let you go, Sea Allen. I appreciate your telephone call. We're not interconnected. We don't even have... the other day, my license fall off my truck, right? The front license. I've been looking up and down for this thing all over the place. What happened? My front fender tear. I must have rolled over something. Or maybe my wife had the truck. I don't know. My license gone. I looking up and down for the license. I looking up and down, can't find it. They stop me at Wolf Road. They say, you got a letter? I say, I didn't have a chance to go. They say, go to the Wolf Road police station. Go on to the Wolf Road police station. Right? It's all Mr. Grant, you in the system. I say, what you mean in the system? They say, you didn't pay a letter. You didn't pay a ticket from 2023. I said, what you mean? And I've been to the courthouse and they tell me I didn't have to do that. I paid for at the courthouse. And then I've been the central, and I already had an issue there, and they never see me. How is it that your stuff is not interconnected? How is it that your stuff is not interconnected on this small little island? And you're talking about global interconnection. You're talking about national interconnectivity. This is bananas. Ain't nobody dealing with that. Quick break, and I'll be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
BK NASA and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King NASA's 7 locations and enter to win online at BK242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Only one item?
Are you tired of limited choices?
I'll have the one item on the menu, thank you.
Wow!
So many choices!
Why settle for less when you deserve more? When it comes to the ways you pay, the more, the better. With a variety of payment options available, you can enjoy the freedom to choose what works best for you. Choose freedom. Choose flexibility. Choose from the full menu of payment options. The future of pay is digital.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Last few minutes of the show right now. Let's see if we can get as much calls in as possible. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Algren. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this whole immigration situation. I feel that both parties have been complicit in the problems that we that exist today.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we had an incident already in the past, whereas they're having in the U.S. with Trump and Rubio, the mass deportations and all of that. I think we had an incident of that previously, and the person who was in charge of immigration at that time, the minister was fired.
Mass deportation?
Am I correct in that assessment?
I can't. It's hazy.
Was this McCartney?
No. It's hazy. I don't know if it was mass deportation. I can go with you. Go ahead. Go ahead for the sake of time.
Go to Florida idea. That at that time he was sending people away on these planes every week, correct?
Don't ask me if correct because I tell you it's hazy. I can't remember specifically why Brandon really got fired. Go ahead.
Someone was there doing this, right? And the party that was in power at the time was the FNM party, right? And they stopped that, right? And now the PLP party, who is in power now and have been in power for over the years, both these parties, like I'm saying, have been complicit in not fixing this issue and this problem because they could have tabled legislation to put in place laws that would say, like C. Allen and 52 and all these people always say, you understand, let's get the records. You know who's coming in the country. You don't know who's leaving the country. You understand what I'm saying? This has to be ridiculous. I really feel that both parties have been using that diaspora for their own personal benefit. And I guess leave it like that, Howard.
Wow. I appreciate the telephone call. Next caller on the phone. Go ahead, quickly. Caller, go ahead, quickly. You got 30 seconds.
Anyhow, boy, you have no little long, but I don't normally call you, but I just don't call. Reality is reality. We have this immigration problem long time ago. And like you said, both parties play around with it. Mm-hmm. They nobody did nothing. The last one who tried to do something was Brandon McCarthy. Before that was Loftus Roker. That's why I hear Jeff talk. But Loftus Roker was passionate about it. All this pretty talk about this card and all kind of digital things, nothing relevant. We hired immigration officers. We're supposed to be checking these people who ain't belongs here need to go. And you can't let them go, Bill, right now on your own strip, because I hear you say you should live down Curl Harbor Way.
Mm-hmm.
That rail field, they built it out there again.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody is doing nothing about it. Mm-hmm. They stand there, they build it out. Maybe they might as well go on the field and build and put solar panel on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot.
But they'll yuck that down quick.
You know.
Dale, yuck that down quick. You Bahamian?
Yeah, but hey, you drive the right down, my brother. I ain't know where last you drive that strip. You will see the mountain you talk road cut, and they give somebody a piece of land, and I think it's an immigrant who owned that track, so, and he is doing injustice.
Yeah, down there, call Harbor?
On that field.
And call Harbor on the strip right there?
Yeah, that's
I can go,
the
I can go
field,
take a
man.
Ride.
They billing there. And if you don't stop them, this is throw up.
I go take a ride.
They light up in the night with solar panel. If they could do it, but they might as well do it.
I can take a ride today.
Our country is not, we are not serious with immigration. No. When Brandon McCarthy was in, he was going to do something and he all up losing. Take him and say, oh, they put me to lead the country. He led them out of the detention center. Then they call a rally. I remember that good incident, Joe Farrington Road. And they invited him there. And then I see he get the name Papa. If you remember correctly.
I remember. Now, you're bringing
right
it back.
On and on.
You're bringing
now,
it back.
This is the problem
you're
with people in this country. Immigration is not doing their job.
I appreciate you, man.
That's the problem.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. Last telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Howard.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I know I ain't got much time, so I got to get past this for life, geez, right now. But, yeah, The call is this, the show. You did a good job in the historical evaluation and review. Thank you on behalf of this nation. And the callers have put in some valid points. Now I just need to add to it and remind them yesterday when I was inspired to call in, it was to challenge them to participate in a survey whenever you are putting that up to say one thing, just one thing, yes, to try to eliminate. And at that time, it was those flights, the Tuesday and Saturday flight. Put your money where your mouth is. If you agree with them, agree. If you don't, don't. But how could you have all this talk about you ain't into us being flooded with that nation from the South, and you ain't ready to put your money where your mouth is and say something? Oh. Now, and we need to do it. We need to start. With some
but fresh
house,
all the time.
One little independent person in the house already put through fire safety.
Yeah.
The people in there trying to block it from coming. It took one reading. Somebody, thank God, seconded it. And now they're saying they're coming forth with the acre of land for Bohemians. Bohemians, where's your mouth? They in there fighting. You hear these two parties doing anything but it, the FNM and PLP. You hear them come forth with any acre land. You hear them come forth with fire security teams and burning around in this country for a little while now. You hear them start talking anything but it. They start now. Just now, they put their 22 equipment, fire equipment, to be ordered for $12 million. Where that just come from?
Well,
and it's been months. Two blocks down from where they sit.
I fresh out of time. I got to go. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly. Let me read this. It says, Howard, it's a spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare, my brother. It says, wait until you... Okay, so it's a former prime minister, Menace, told illegal migrants to go home before Hurricane Dorian, and they had the policy eradicated, all right? To erect the shanty towns. But the court blocked them on several occasions. Yeah, it got to be some level of interconnectivity in these areas. There's some real issues. Not to be able to highlight more specifically, today we talked about illegal migrants and the illegal migrant issue. We got to rectify this issue in our country. We got to find a way that we could be able to hold our governments accountable to find growth and development in this country for the citizens of this country. We got to find deeper conversations. Tomorrow we're going to be able to do Small Business Thursday and dive in. We got Carlos Reed at the top to be able to get into those conversations and see if he can do something a little after that. All right? I'll see you tomorrow. Godspeed Life right here on The Foundation. The Foundation.